Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Now let's turn to Hebrews chapter 8, read verse 10 and 11. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. Amen. The title of our message is The Knowledge of God. As we have read, he says this is the covenant that he will have with his own people in the latter days. He will be a God unto them. They will know him as God, and they will be his people. He will know them as his own, and they will know him as their God. And that this covenant will be in our hearts. And what covenant? He said his word. He will write it in our hearts. Not as he had in the old time on the stone tablets, but he said it will be in our hearts. That he's going to give us the knowledge of God. We all will know whom the Lord is. We'll know the true God. He will bring us to that understanding. We'll be seeing him, and then we will know him. He said from the least to the greatest. Meaning every child of his that is born of him will know him. That this is the New Testament covenant which God says he will have with us. And that not as in the old time when there was ignorance. He said in the days of those ignorance he has overlooked. He has canceled that ignorance. That in this last day is the days of knowledge. That God wants us to know him. That he is God of knowledge. And that this knowledge he will give to his own. They will know him. And that through that knowledge, we have covenant with him. Through that knowledge, we are sealed with his own covenant. And that is why he is calling everyone to himself. Who is calling? Jesus Christ. He says, come unto me. Everyone that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. What kind of rest? The rest of knowing him. So we are looking for God. We don't know whom God is. He says, stop searching. Stop looking for him. I am that God you are looking for. He said, if you have known me, you would have known my Father also. That you believe in God, you also should believe in me. He said this to the Jews in John chapter 8. John chapter 8, reading verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He was talking to the Jews that believed on him. As you have believers today. They were believers. But they did not know him. They believed, but they did not know whom they believed. And then Jesus, the Son of the living God, he is saying to them in a direct way that if you continue in my words, what words? The words in the Bible. Then are you my disciples indeed. He's drawing their attention to the word of God. He's drawing attention to the true God. He says, then you are my disciples indeed when you continue in the Bible. And if you do so, he said, you will know him. You know who? You will know the word of truth. You will know he whom God has sent. He said, this is the work of God. Believe on him whom he has sent. Whom did he send? He sent his word. And that word, he says, he heals and delivers. He gives knowledge of the truth. And that if we keep looking unto him, this word of God in the Bible, the author and the finisher of our faith, he said, we will know him. And that's the covenant he's having with us in these days, that we should aspire to know him. We should desire to know God. When they say Jesus Christ, he said he wants us to know who Jesus Christ is. Not in imagination, but in definite terms, in clear and identifiable terms, that you will be able to know him. He says every one of them. Nobody will say, know the Lord. That matter will be settled. That when you say Jesus Christ, everyone will know him. He said the way to do that is for us to continue in the Bible. He told the Jews. But they didn't know what he was saying. They said, but we are free. Look at what they said in verse 33 of John 8. Then answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we are never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, you shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. That one that committed sin, you know who committed sin in the beginning? Adam. Flesh and blood. He said, it belongs to the devil. And the servant abided not in the house forever, but the son abided forever. If the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. He wants us to receive the knowledge of the Son of God. He wants us to receive the knowledge of the living. He wants us to receive the knowledge of he that abides forever, so that through him we will abide forever. He said, in that day, you will know that I am in my Father. You in me and I in you. He's not talking of flesh and blood. He's talking of the knowledge of God. He said, in that day, you will know that I am in my Father. You will know where I am. Whom I'm talking of. That I'm talking of the Holy Bible. When the Spirit comes upon you, you will know that I'm talking of this Bible. Then this revelation will be in you and you will be in it. You will then understand his sayings, his word. That this is the covenant that he said he will have with us in these days. He's going to give us the understanding of the Bible. We will know the Bible as God knows what it is. God sees the word of God as Christ. He's Christ, the Son of the living God. But we say we don't know that. We are seeing it as ordinary letterings. He said, but these days of Jesus Christ, he is coming to remove the veil from our hearts and then show us Christ. We'll be seeing Christ. But these ones he's talking to in the days of his flesh did not see so. When the discussion went on, they got angry. They said, what do you mean? You mean that we don't love God? He says, you don't love God. If you love God, you won't want to stone me. He went further and told them the truth in verse 42. Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. He says, if you were of God, you will love the word of God. That this word of God proceeded directly from God. What word? The word we have in the Bible. That if you were of God, you will love me. You will love what came from God. I came from God, Jesus is saying. Look at verse 43. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. You have no provision in your heart for the word of God. You have your father, the devil. He's telling us that they were of flesh and blood. They are mindful of the devil, the one that committed sin. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. He says they were mindful of flesh and blood, is what he's telling them. And by so doing, they have become children of the devil. That to be carnally minded is death. That he's a killer. He kills the word of truth. Does not allow men to see the Son of God, who the God of this world. That if this gospel, if what he's saying is hidden, they cannot understand what he's saying. He said because they are blinded or they have been killed by the devil. The devil has blinded the mind that they cannot look unto this perfect law of liberty. They don't have the knowledge of his word, that he is the Son of God. Who? Jesus Christ, the word of God, that came from the invisible God, that he says we are supposed to know him. We're not as ordinary lecturers, that we are to know this word of God, and that he came for that purpose. And that when we set our heart on him, then we are on his book. He said you will be on Holy Ghost book. He said David was in the forest, in the wilderness. Jesse had 8 children. 7 plus David. The prophet Samuel was told by God Almighty that he should go and anoint a king for him in the house of Jesse. Samuel did not know whom that king is, who that person is. He came and they paraded the 7 sons that he had at home before prophet Samuel. And the Lord says that no. He even wanted to anoint the first son. And the Lord told Samuel, no, I have considered this fellow and I've rejected him. And eventually David came. And as soon as David was coming, he said, that's him. The Spirit told Samuel, that is him, that he has set his love on me. He has my body. My body is in him. He has eaten me. Jesus says, my flesh is meat indeed. My blood is drink indeed. He has eaten this word. I'm abiding in him. He said, because he has set his love upon me, the Spirit is looking for him. What Spirit? The Spirit of the Scripture. He said, where the body is, that's where the eagles will gather. That's where the Spirit will come. That the Spirit said, come, the bride said, come. That if you hold on to me, my Father will love you. And so because David was holding on to his word, not in hypocrisy, he had the word of God abiding in his heart, the Spirit was looking for him. And Samuel didn't know. And so he's saying to you that if you have knowledge of him, not in hearsay, no, you know him. That this word of God, this holy Bible is the very express image of his person. Who? Of the Almighty God. Then he said the Spirit that gave us this Bible will come after you. And then he will give you a placement in him. That you will be on his book, the book of life. That his word is quick, is powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. You know, the mother of Samuel said this in 1 Samuel chapter 2, reading from verse 1 to verse 3 of it. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies. Because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord. For there is none beside thee. Then there is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge. And by him actions are weighed. He says our God is a God of knowledge. He can make the barren produce. You need to know this God, Jesus is saying. He can make the dead to come alive again. He can make a man that is rejected in the forest, he can make him a king. And so he's saying that you need to know him. That is the covenant he said I will have with them in those days. They will know that this Bible, this word of God, is the Son of the living God. And anyone that knows him will see the glory of God. He will see to matter. He said, if thou wouldest believe, you shall see the glory of this mighty God. And I said, look, I was barren. I was written off. My case was closed. But let nobody boast. I rejoice in the word of God and I saw breakthrough. And that this word of God, by him actions are weighed. He said, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. He spoke and it was done. He can change circumstances. And so he said, you need to know him. Otherwise, you'll be running after a sorcerer. You'll be running after magicians. But he said, go for the Bible. That is not ordinary. This Bible that God gave to us is the Son of the living God. He did wonders in the wilderness. He said they didn't know him. They didn't set their love on him. They were interested in the watermelon and the garlic of Egypt. They were not interested in his word. Though he says that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God, they were to eat and to live by. How? By faith. He said, the just shall live by faith. You are to believe that this word of God is the Son of God. That God gave us his word. That you believe in God whom you don't see. He said, believe this Bible. And so Samuel's mother is saying that let no boaster boast. He knows how to change circumstances overnight. All you need is just to receive this God. That if the Lord be with you like he was with Joseph, he said you will come out from that prison. Because the Lord was with him, the Spirit came and got him out. And that Spirit knows who are his. That's what he's saying to us. And how can he know you? He said, have me. Receive his body. Receive the word of God as the Son of God. And he said, then that's the covenant. That everyone will know me, they will know the Lord. That once you know the Lord, then the Lord said that I know you. And because he knows you, said you will be free indeed. He was telling the Jews, they didn't understand what he's saying. That if you continue in the word, you will know the Son of God. You will know me. And then I will set you free. But he said, we are belonging to Abraham. He said, if you were Abraham's seed, Abraham believed in me. And it was counted to him for righteousness. You have not believed the word. See what he said further in John chapter 5. Speaking again to the Jews. Told them the truth, that they are not looking for him because they want the truth, that John the Baptist was sent by him to preach him, to prepare the way, but they didn't believe. In John chapter 5 verse 36, but I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father had given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father hath sent me. And the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. So he says that he has a greater witness than John the Baptist. Though he was the one that sent John, but he's not talking of John to us. He's talking of the greater witness. That the works which the Father has given to him to finish, the same work bear witness of him. That his work, he said, the writing was the writing of God. Written with the finger of God, the work was the work of God. That this work of God, that it is him that is the work of God. That God wrote with his finger and gave it to Moses, he said, that is his work. And that this work of God is what is bearing witness of him. Who is he talking of? The Holy Scriptures. He said, you have never heard his voice, nor seen his shape. Though you are looking at him, you don't know whom he is. You don't know that Jesus Christ is the Word of God. He is the Holy Scriptures given to humanity. He has never entered your heart one day. You have never seen him that way one day. That's what he's saying to them. Look at what he said further in verse 38 of John 5. And you have not his word abiding in you, for whom he had sent him you believe not. Are you seeing? He said they don't have the word of God abiding in them. Jesus says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you. What is he talking of? He's talking of the Holy Bible abiding in our heart as the very Christ, the Son of the living God. In verse 39, search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. This is my witness. This is me. Who? I am the word of God, Jesus says. That you are searching the scriptures, I am not in your heart. You are searching it with you in your heart. You are not mindful of me at all. But I am the very scripture you are searching. I am the Christ, the Son of the living God. by whom assurance awaits, have me in you. In verse 40, and you will not come to me that you might have life. He said they have not come to the scripture, which he says that as little children, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, that as coming to a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God, that this is the chosen of God, who this holy Bible is the chosen. He said, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. He said, you are mindful of flesh and blood. You say flesh and blood can inherit me. It's not possible. I am the inheritor. All you need to know is to receive me and believe in me. Faith in me is the salvation. He said, you will not come to me because you are holding on to the dead fellow. Who is dead? The dead flesh. You are not holding on to the living. I am the living Son of God. That every word I speak, they are spirit and they are living. And that you will not come to me. God is saying to us that he will want to bring us to himself. How? By Jesus Christ. That he is the way. He is the truth. He is the life of God. This is the living God. He said they will not come to him. See what he said further in John chapter 17. In verse 1, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. He said that is eternal life, to know him, to know who, to know whom God sent. That if you know him, you know the God that sent him. That the word of God gave birth to the Bible, the Almighty God. He said this is eternal life. That when you know whom he is, you live eternally. You would never die. Because he knows you. And because he knows you, he said the same spirit which raised Christ from the dead shall raise you up. As he took David from the forest, he said, we'll get you up from the grave. As he brought Lazarus from the grave, he said that is the quickening spirit. Who? This word of God. That the whole eternal life is anchored on Christ. The life himself. That we want to be alive, he said, receive this knowledge. And I said that he is a God of knowledge. That we have left knowledge. We are thinking of something else. That is why he says by the prophet Hosea. See Hosea chapter 4. Hear what he says in verse 1 and verse 6. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, no mercy, no knowledge of God in the land. He said there is a controversy. That the Lord himself has a controversy with his people. They don't know him. They are using his name, but they don't know whom he is. He said there's a controversy, and that it needs to be settled. In verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. They don't know him. He that is blessing them, doing everything. The Lord is saying to us that we need to know our God, our maker. That Jesus Christ is our maker. He is the creator. That this is that eternal life he's talking of. That everyone will know this holy Bible. That this holy Bible is not given to us so that we will be quoting. Is given to us so that we will believe in him. How? As the Son of God. As the only begotten of the Father. That is the salvation. That if you will believe in your heart the Lord Jesus and confess him with your mouth, you say you shall be saved. Confess him how? That God raised him from the dead. He said, wherefore? God has highly exalted his word and gave him a name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. That means we should give him. We should go after him. How we should submit our heart to him. He said, my son, give me your heart. I want to give you my knowledge. The knowledge of me, so that you will know me. You don't know me. He spoke to Job. And he told Job, what do you know? Where is the foundation of this world? How is the bone formed in the woman's womb? What do you know? And Job soon find out that he doesn't know anything. And then God being merciful upon him, turned his heart. He now saw him. He said, I was only hearing about you. But now my eyes see a deer. I'm quoting the scripture, but I don't believe that the scripture is God. We were quoting within ourselves. We keep debating. We keep arguing. He said, God said he has a controversy against us. That we are quoting the scriptures. We are searching the scriptures. We have not come to the scriptures. But the scripture says he has come into a living stone. Now once you come to this stone that followed the Israelites 40 years in the wilderness, you have come to the Almighty Christ, the Son of the living God. He said that is what you need. If you have that knowledge in you, he said you can never perish, said the word of God. He knows you by that knowledge. That knowledge is God himself inside you, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, that you know him. You are not guessing and being an idol worshiper. You are now a true worshiper. Worshiping him how? By that knowledge. When you say Jesus, you pray to Jesus in the name of Jesus. You call him by his name. And then he will answer you. Because he is the Jesus. He is the Lord. He says, I don't know of any other God. That this is life eternal. That this Jesus Christ is the true God. Who? His word. How did we get the Bible? He said, this is his work. God spoke to men and he wrote. And this is his son. See Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the Father by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Fantastic. He said the same God that was speaking, that has been speaking by the prophets, who spoke in times past by the prophet, in this last day he's now speaking by his son. And that it is this son he's preaching to us in these last days. What son of God? The word, the Bible. That he had come to give us the knowledge of him. Moses, his servant, said in the old time, he said, arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered. His apostle Peter says, this New Testament, he said, you do well that you take heed to this prophecy. That no part of this scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, came by private interpretation. That this is the sure word of prophecy until he arises in your heart and scatter every ignorance and then plant the truth. He told his servant Jeremiah, he says, I put my word in your lip, root out, uproot, and plant the truth of the Son of God in your heart. He told Isaiah the prophet, he says, there is fire in your tongue. That fire is my word. He says, my word not like a fire. That the Holy Bible is that fire. The great fire of God he lit on earth. He said, turn to him. He is the Son of the living God. He came to give us the knowledge of him. And that he has a controversy against his own people. That they are destroyed because they lack the knowledge of him. That it is this Bible he's preaching to us, not maybe. He said, preach the word. Be instant in the Bible. That he is coming. And he said that two will be in this field of this word. One will be taken, one will be left. How? He said, one has his body. The spirit will get you. He said, one does not have. That so it is as it was in Sodom. As it was in the days of Lot in Sodom. So shall it be in the days of the revelation of this Bible. That the truth of Christ will be revealed according to the scriptures. That the kingdom of God is among us. But men disallowed him. Until the time appointed of the Father, that the Son will be revealed to humanity. And he said that day will be a day of sorrow and lamentation, but he does not his will for us. He says, if you believe, he said, blessed are he that believe, yet has not seen. That if you believe in this Bible, that he is the Son of God, the Son of the invisible God we have never seen one day, is this Bible that was made flesh and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He said, let him arise in your hearts. It's a day dawn and a day star. And then he will be shining more and more. You'll be seeing him more and more. Hannah says, don't boast. He is God. If you receive him.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.